So we enter this retreat in the autumn of the year. Happens to be a beautiful autumn with beautiful colors, but also early snows. And that's life. I was reading a book in the last few weeks that some of you may have read. It was called Buddha's Brain. Some of you read that? It's an interesting book. And in the beginning, he describes how, because for survival reasons, at the beginning of the species, way back when, Flintstones time, for survival reasons, three strategies were adopted that were programmed, became programmed into the brain. It was just like, in order to survive, there were three strategies or three ways of trying to work with the situation in order to survive and have the species continue. And one was to stabilize life, to stabilize one's experience of life, but as he put it, to stabilize that which is always impermanent and changing. A second one was to always seek pleasure and comfort and avoid danger and that which is uncomfortable. So much so that, as he said, the brain became programmed for high alert for danger or negativity, so that even the slightest off balance, the slightest sign of danger, the brain would send signals, still does, send signals to us, to the rest of the body, that there was danger, and it was actually physically uncomfortable. Whenever there was danger, there was a feeling of physical discomfort and mental agitation. So the first strategy, always try to stabilize that which was inherently impermanent and changing. Always trying to avoid uncomfortableness, avoid pain, and grasp onto and have last longer the pleasure in a situation where pleasure and pain, success and failure were continually alternating, always changing. They were changing as much as anything else, as much as all the cells in your body, as much as the thoughts and emotions. Everything was always shifting. And so were pleasure and pain. It was never just that everything got comfortable and stayed that way forever. Have you observed this in your life? But contrary to what you might think, pain doesn't last forever either. I mean, many of us think that we know that pleasure doesn't last, but we think that pain definitely does last. But the truth is that they alternate back and forth. And that we tend, as it says, the brain is programmed to more to the negative side. So that which is painful, it's painful because it's a sign of danger. So trying to stabilize that which is can't be stabilized, trying to avoid pain and always have it pleasurable when those two are always shifting and changing also and not reliable as something that's going to stay the same. And the third one was separating that which is not separate. And this one is a little more difficult to understand. But basically, we could think of it as always separating, always making a separation between me and you, this and that. And a most easy way to understand is a separation between things that are either good or bad. It's either a success or a failure. Always separating things into opposing views. When actually the situation is that there's room for all of it. It doesn't have to be polarized. So he sets up at the beginning of the book that the way that our brain is wired sets us up for suffering. So if this weekend with living beautifully with uncertainty and change deals with all three of those, but particularly this tendency to stabilize that which is always impermanent and changing. I found it quite helpful that it's actually been programmed into my brain, and that's why I keep holding out hope that I can avoid uncertainty, avoid insecurity, avoid impermanence and change. Where everything, if I sit down and really think about it intelligently, I know that it's not true, because there's certainty and then there's uncertainty. There's security and then there's insecurity. And as long as I keep trying to stabilize it, to make sure that it's not going to be unstable or off balance or uncertain or uncomfortable or insecure or open-ended, well, it's just setting myself up for struggle, for suffering, for continually, as I always feel, it's like trying to get all the frogs back in the bowl. And spending your whole life every day devoting yourself to keep trying to get all the frogs back in the bowl when it's hopeless. But somehow, I think we'd catch on with the frogs. But we definitely don't catch on with trying to stabilize that which is impermanent and changing. And that's why we complain all the time about how things are. We complain, you know, that it's not working out the way we want it to. We complain that we can't just get it all together finally once and for all. We do get it together for a period. And then, oh gosh, you know, I imagine if we were hooked up to a machine, probably every cell in our body, our nervous system, our muscles, our blood, the way our blood is going through our body, everything probably just relaxes. Whew. Because the brain is saying, safe now. You're safe now. And then impermanence and change, uncertainty and change. So the poor body, you know, is like being pulled around by the fact that it can't get it to just stabilize and get it all together once and for all, you know. And all the world religions actually have been teaching this, and all the spiritual teachings that don't particularly affiliate with any religion, everyone always teaches this. And the Rolling Stones also teach this. You can't get no. Satisfaction. But actually, you can, you see. That's why there's so much hope and fear. Because you get satisfaction, everything in your body relaxes. But because of impermanence and unchange and uncertainty and just being like that, just that's the nature of things, then the danger signals go off because it changes, the circumstance change, and suddenly you don't have it all together. So this isn't fair. I'm famous, wealthy, beautiful, but I still haven't got it all together. And so it's like that, you know. And usually we can't say that we're famous, beautiful, wealthy. But I'm just pointing out, you know, some of the things, the myths of what are going to bring happiness. So I think what I'm trying to get at here is that one of the themes, the main theme of this retreat, and definitely of the Buddhist teachings and definitely of my teachings and of Meg's teachings, is that we could open up new neural pathways in our brain so that instead we're comfortable with uncertainty. Or we could live beautifully with uncertainty and change. We could relax with impermanence. We could relax with the alternation of pleasure and pain. It's a very, very different way to live. And this weekend is about clues, giving clues of how we might do just that.